the amazing thing was that everybody wanted to check their other act to get up and dance. That's the important one, so I don't know quite what to do. When the ancient rhythms and so on, it's quite fun. Nature of our conditioning in this, which is called the Kali Yuga, according to Hindu fairy tales, Hindu mythology, Hindu religion, Hindu belief, Hindu metaphysics, Hindu cosmography, probably corresponding to what in our Western tradition we know as the Gnostic tradition, through Paracelsus, Jakob Burma, and William Blake. This is a Orient version of what may be the same tradition. Suppressed in the West when the CIA took over religion in 313 AD. When Constantine Caesar made a deal with the church to suppress all alien thoughts and heresies, and to formulate a square Western version of heaven and hell. The Kali Yuga concept is one that you can now, in a sense, interpret ecologically. If you've been following the scientifical pronouncements of doom possibility, coming over television, radio, and book magazines lately, as well as from the underground press, you'll notice that there's increasing attention to the fact that our own fecal material, the waste products of our robots, have now so polluted Lake Erie that it's lake of green blue slimes, biologically dead, that our atmosphere, the planetary atmosphere, is increasingly polluted with carbon waste, and that we are so stuck in our attachment to automobile exhaust fumes, the sulfur waste from great steel factories producing metals that can be sent flying to explode on the other side of the planet through the collaboration of the science faculties of such universities as this, so that we find ourselves increasingly sunk into what is called a materialistic habit, like a junkie stuck on his junk, people hooked on matter and on their own identity in matter, taking their own identity from their faces, nose, bodies, and immediate physical city complex around them, not realizing another sweeter, deeper, but wilder, or, quote, transcendental, unquote, identity than the identity of the one-dimensional man that Marcuse has talked about. So what we're proposing here is a modern-minded view, or some indications of a modern Western, i.e. Gnostic Marcuse, view of Kali Yuga as applying to our own situation, rather than being an Oriental fairy tale. As it stands, I read in the paper today, the prognosis for our, according to UConn in today's paper, according to the history of the UN, mankind has over 20 years to revert the political, social, moral, emotional course of the planet. And alter our technology, alter our consciousness radically enough to preserve human existence on the planet. So this is not only official UN pronouncement, it's also the pronouncement of most of the ecologists, biologists, and ecosystemic students of the planet that are presently considering the ecological destruction that we have caused through our greed and destructiveness. The Oriental tale, or analysis, has it, however, that we have a good deal more time. The Kali Yuga, or Age of heavy metal entanglement, Iron Age, lasts 432,000 years. And we're only 5,000 years into it. So there is 427,000 years to go. In a conversation with Swami Bhaktivedanta today, I was inquiring more about the details of the mythology, which I found in a book called the Bhagavad Purana. He explained that, according to Hindu analysis, we are 5,000 years into the descent from a lighter age, the age of grass, the disappearance of Lord Krishna, an aspect of a Hindu deity, Vishnu preserver, or perhaps the supreme form of the preserver aspect of the universe, of ourselves, or of Vishnu. Disappearance of Krishna, mythologically or historically, is 5,000 years ago. We're 5,000 years into the Age of Iron, and we have 10,000 years in which to chant Hare Krishna, which is to say, repeating the name of the aspect of preservation, hope, that particular vibration of dancing joy, transcending our cosmopolitical worries. We have 10,000 years for that play before there is a total descent into 1-foot-tall monsters to beat each other up for meat, because all the vegetables have disappeared because the DDT has completely cleared out any biological life form that mammals will go around and eat each other at that point. I've known Swami Bhaktivedanta for about 3 years, since he settled in the Lower East Side in New York, which was my territory and my neighborhood. It seemed to me like a stroke of a great intelligence of him to come, not as an uptown Swami, but as a real down-home street Swami, get on the street in the Lower East Side, opening a branch on Frederick Street in San Francisco, right in the center of Haight-Ashbury neighborhood. So the people who were tripping in Haight-Ashbury several years ago, coming down, wanting some more permanent eternal reassurance, formula, ritual, magic, hope, feel, wound through the wish, okay? Zeroed in on the Frederick Street rug, perfume, incense, ashram, where chanting he would be heard at dawn, as they were coming down on the trip all night. A great many people who were hung on acid or other varieties of chemical psychedelics found it much more stable to practice a prolonged ritual or sadhana following the instructions of Swami Bhaktivedanta, which are old classical Indian style instructions for ritual, daily living, diet, sexuality, thought consciousness, apparel, hand gestures. So there's a very complicated ritualized yoga, a very ancient one also. I thought Swami Bhaktivedanta made a great move in coming to the Lower Side and to Haight-Ashbury. And then, naturally, because people dig chanting, centers form in other parts of the United States, so there are small street-level houses or storefront centers in Vancouver or in L.A., in Montreal, up in Buffalo, down in some Buffalo chanters here. Mm-hmm. Chant is another, and chant comes from the word enchant, by the way, which means like to make oneself into, to make a magical spell with that oneself. So we're in fact saying centers also. In other words, the indigenous, the importation of a very strange oriental form, almost a heart-shelled Baptist oriental form in the sense of its traditionality and its fundamentalism, its reliance on ancient texts, an interpretation of ancient texts by a long tradition of teachers. It's strange that so far out and ritualized in Indian form should take root in the United States a little more naturally than the more Protestant pedantic society or the extremely rigorous Zen groups that have taken root. I think partly it's due to the magnanimity or generosity or the old age charm, wisdom, cheerfulness of Swami Bhaktivedanta, his openness of heart, his willingness to come down onto the street, and his sense of his own divine divinity and the divinity of others around him. That it's been possible for the Bhakti Yoga cult of India to be planted very firmly here in America, so that now there are communes or ashrams functioning on the basis of the Krishna rituals, which are in some respects a model for all those anarchists and political people who are interested in establishing indigenous American communes. The regulations on food, on sexual relations, which is generally causes much confusion in mutually held pads. The regulations on sleep and thinking process are like an interesting model to study for those who are interested in forming affinity groups or large family communities. I will have my turn at language tomorrow because I'm giving a poetry reading at the student union somewhere, I'm not sure where, which is my regular thing, which is why I was invited here by the student activities committee. So I'll be cutting myself off now and be brief and leave the rest of the evening to Swami Bhaktivedanta, who will give a language explanation, or whatever he wants to say, of the cultural or metaphysical or the religious groups. Pardon me? I don't know. Any kind of time now, I don't know. So the rest of this evening will be so on the back of the center will explain his divine self. Then we will continue chatting. Well.
The Sankirtan function it is called Sankirtan Yajna, sacrifice. Various statements in Srimad Bhagavatam that Sankirtanai Yajnai Prayai Yajantihi Sumedha. In this age, as Swami Bhaktivedanta explained to you, this is the Kali Yuga, a very degraded age. From the spiritual point of view, from material point of view also, people are reducing the duration of life. And they are multiple tendencies. They are trained. They are taken. If you study scrutinously, you will see that your taker is reducing. Your memory is reducing. Your duration of life is also reducing in this quality. There are many symptoms. So Bhagavat recommends for self-realization in this age, simply by performing the sacrifice of Sankirtan. The Sankirtan Yajna is so nice that advance you get transcendental expression and from spiritual consciousness you will try to join in exile desire life. This is the test of the Sankirtan. And Lord Chaitanya, the inaugurator of this movement 500 years ago, he says that if you chant this mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, then the first installment of your being will be that all the dirty things in your heart will be cleansed. Te dharpana marjana. And when we are in clean heart, then the next stage will be Abhamahadavarnanibhava. The problems of material existence will be solved. And when you are spiritually seated on the platform of Sankirtan Yoga, then your original consciousness, Krishna consciousness, and its concomitant joyfulness begins. This thing also is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Brahma bhuta prasanna atma na sochati na kaankati samat sarveshu bhuteshu tadabhakti labhati param. It is said that when one comes on the platform of spiritual consciousness or Krishna consciousness, at that time he becomes completely joyful. Brahma bhuta prasanna atma. Prasanna means joyful. Atma means so, and the symptom is nasotati nakanti. He does not lament, neither hanker. In the material existence, we have got two diseases. Hankering for things which you do not possess, and lamenting for things which you have lost. But actually, you don't possess anything. Everything belongs to God. That is the basic answer. Kishara samidam sattvam. Whatever you see, that is the property of the Supreme Lord. And this claiming that this is my property, this is my body, this is my country, this is my home, this is mine, this is mine, this is called illusion. Actually, we do not possess anything. So, when you actually come on the spiritual consciousness, you understand that nothing belongs to you. Brahma bhuta prasanna atma na sochati na kaankati. Kaankati means hankering. And sochati means loving. Then, the next stage is, samat sarvesu bhutesu. Then you can see everything, or every living entity, on the equal status. People are trying to come to that platform of oneness. But that is only possible when you come to the spiritual platform of Krishna consciousness. In the material platform it is not possible. Practically you see, the United Nations, they are trying to come to oneness of all nations. But they are saved. Simply the flags are increased. Instead of being united, we are increasing our flags. So, if you want actually oneness, then you have come to that platform of Brahma Bhuta, Prasannatma. Prasannatma, joyfulness. Everyone is entering after joyfulness. How that joyfulness can be attained? That is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam says, Savai pumsa paro dharma jato bhakti yadhokkati ahoi tuki aprati hata jayatma su prasidati. Atma same soul, yourself. Here we are, everyone, of us, hankering after the keys and fancies. How is this possible? Bhagavad says, Jayatma Suprasidati. Suprasidati is completely become satisfied. How is this possible? The Savai Purusha Paro Dharma, that is the first class occupational duty by which you develop your love of God. That is first class. The taste of religion, every religion has got some conception of God. That's all right. But if by following the principles of that religion, if you see that you are developing your love for God, then that is first class. Otherwise, Bhagavad says it is simply wasting time, really. Dharma sthāna sthita punsa viskakshena kathāsida no pādaiva dhīngyadi sramaiva kevalam. The Bhagavad says that you are a very nice man, you are very honest to your occupational duty. That's all right. But if by discharging your occupational duty, you do not develop your eagerness to understand what is God and what is love of God, then, as was said, it is simply laboring and wasting time. That is the text. And why we should try to increase our love of God? That is also expressed. Ahuntuki apruti hata jayatma saprasida, suprasida. Ahuntuki, without any cause, we should love God without any cause. That's why we go to temple church with a motive. We go there, oh God, give us our daily bread. I have come to you for my bread. This is not love of God. This is love of bread. God, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given nice example of love. He is playing the part of Radharani. Radharani is the conjugal consort of Krishna. Our Krishna consciousness is not right. He sees the picture Radha and Krishna. Krishna, he is a boy, 16 years old. And Radharani, a young girl, a little younger than Krishna. They are enjoying Radha Krishna. Radha Krishna pranayati piyalhadani saptiratma. There are different potencies of God. Parātma sakti vividhaiva sriyate. In the Vedic literature he finds, below. God has many energies. Parātma sakti, sakti means energy. Power. Vividhaiva. Multi areas. Parātma sakti vividhaiva sriyate. Sādhār. Parāsa sakti divide nakasya nakasya sama adhikasya viṣṭate. This is the injunction of this. We cannot find anyone equal or greater than God. Nobody can be equal with God. Nobody can be greater than God. That is not God. Nakasya sama adhikasya. Sama means equal. Adhikar means greater. Nakasya sama adhikasya viṣṭate. They are analogous. Who is God? The great savior, the liberated savior. They are not fools like that they will accept anyone God. Now, they will say, this is the text. If you find somebody that he is neither lower than anyone, neither equal to him, then he is God. There are other many definitions of God. Aishadjasa, samaprastha, jidjasa, jasasasya. Analytical step. Try to understand God. This is the only business of human form of life. Not that simply eating, sleeping, and making and defending. These are animal business, the animal laws. How to eat, how to sleep, how to make, and how to defend. It is all right. So, that is common formula for human being or animal. But there is one specialty in human society or human being. He can understand God. What is God? If I explain to a human being, however illiterate, uneducated he may be, if he has simply these 2 years, he will understand what is God. Therefore, the basic information is called stupid. Just try to hear. We haven't got to be educated or literate. God has given you these 2 years and you can learn. Simply you have to learn from the authorized sources. Then you will understand God. And when you understand God, then you develop love of God. And when you develop love of God without any motive and without any impediment, then you find, Shamin Siddharthasthi Varam Najashe, I have no more any demand. I am completely satisfied. Try to come to this platform, transcendental state. You cannot be happy simply by material advancement. That is not possible. That is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Parādhamattāvadavodhajāta. Every one of us are ourselves born ignorant. But we have got the capacity to get the message of God from authorized information. That is it. So, Bhagavad says, Parādhamattāvadavodhajāta. All living entities were born ignorant. Whatever they are doing for advancement of society, culture, education, civilization, all such activities are defeat only if he does not inquire what he is. Parabhavattavodavodajata javanna vijyasato atmatatyam atmatatyam vans. So long one does not inquire what I am, what is God? What is his material nature? What are his activities? What are our relationships? If these inquiries are not there, then all our activities are simply defeat. Parārupakottāvadanūdhajāpa jāvanna vijyāsutayāsvatastam jāvanna prīti maivāsute. So long one does not develop his dormant love of God. Namuchyate deha yogena tāvat. So long, he will not be able to get out of this repeated birth and death and transmigration of the soul. This transmigration of soul, repeated birth and death, is a disease condition of the spirit soul that we do not know. Neither in our education system there is any department of knowledge teaching what is the soul, what is after death, what was before birth. There is no sign. It is very lamentable. Education, in the name of simply eating, sleeping and making, this is not education. If my body becomes such and continues, the Bhagavad says, the start of buddhi kunate siddhati. Anyone who is thinking that this body of flesh and bone is self, he is an ass. Tareva gokhara. Gokhara. Khara means that. Jashkātu buddhi sunapi tidhāte sadhikkalaktrāvisu bhoma ijyadhi. And by conceiving this body as self, they are not ignorant, common reason, that this bag of flesh, bone, urine, stool, and secretion, can it be soul, can it be self? But they are finding out by exercising this body to find out this. The soul is there, but you cannot see by material instrument. It is very fine. It is 1/10,000 part of the tip of your hair. These are explained in the Vedic literature. So how you can find it your material? You cannot see it. And because you cannot see it, you are concluding there is no soul. That is ignorance. There is soul, and this body has developed on the platform that the soul, and that soul is migrating from one body to another. That is called evolution. And that evolution is process is going on. 8,400,000 of species of life, aquatic, birds, bees, plants, and so many species of life. And we have got now this developed consciousness, human form of life. We should properly utilize it. That is our Krishna consciousness movement. We simply educating people don't waste your valuable life, the human form of life. If you are missing this chance, you are committing suicide. That is our problem. Don't commit suicide. Get to this Krishna consciousness. And the process is very simple. You haven't got to take difficult processes like yoga system or philosophical speculative system. That is not possible in this age. That is, I'm not speaking from my own experience, but I'm taking the experience of big acharya and big stalwart sages. They say, Ekkalu, nāsiva, 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 gatidannatā. If you want to realize yourself, if you want to know what is your next life, if you want to know what is God, if you want to know what is your relationship with God, all these things will be revealed to you. This is your knowledge. By simply chanting this mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. It is gratitude. We are not charging anything. We are not blocking it. That is, I shall give you something secret mantra and charge you $50. No. It is open for it. Please take it. That is our. We are begging. Don't spoil your life. Please take this mantra. John, wherever you like. There's no hard and fast rules you have to follow. Whenever you like, wherever you like, any condition of life, just like we chanted half an hour before. Any conditions you felt ecstasy. Similarly, you can continue this. Chant this Hare Krishna mantra. It is given to you free. But if you want to know what is this Hare Krishna mantra, through philosophy, through knowledge, through logic, we have got volumes of books. Don't think that we are simply sentimentally dancing. No, we have got background. Try to understand this Krishna consciousness movement. I will specially come to your country to deliver you this good message. Because if you accept it, if you can understand this science of Krishna consciousness, other part of the world will also follow. And the shapes of the world will be changed. That is a fact. So therefore, I request you, that you take the chanting Hare Krishna mantra with you, and wherever you live, in whatever condition you are, you don't require to change. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended that Thane Sita Sudigatam Sanumanam Anobhi Praesha Adhita Jita Prasitta Istilakyam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discussed about spiritual realization with one of his great devotees, called Raya Ramananda. And Raya Ramananda placed before him many theories expounded in the Vedic literature. And at last, when Ramananda Raya placed this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, that Jnanatrayasam Mudapasam Namantayva, don't we foolishly try to speculate to understand the unlimited. It is not possible. By your feeling, in a sense, you cannot understand the unlimited. It is not possible. Therefore, the first recommendation is that Jnana Priyasam Udapasa. Don't try to get dry, speculate to understand the ultimate truth. Namantaya, just become meek and humble. Namantaya, sanamakritana bhavati yogata, and try to receive the message from authorized sources. Then sthane sthita sutigatam kunvamanadu. In whatever condition you are, you don't require to change. You simply hear. Then a day will come when you will be able to conquer the Supreme Lord, who is unconquerable. God is great, nobody can conquer. But if you simply follow this process, then in whatever condition you are, simply try to hear about God from authorized sources, then one day you will be able to conquer God within your head. This is also confirmed in the Brahma Samhita. Advaita yachyate anadi ananta rupam abhyam purana purusam navajovananta. Bedeshi durlabhagul navayata vatto. You cannot find out, simply find out, searching in the Vedas or scriptures where is God. You have to conquer him by your love. He will be easier. That is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Tesham satadiluptanam bhajatam kītipurvadam buddhi yogam dadamitam jīnamam upajānate. Everything is clearly explained there. Please try to read this Bhagavad Gita as it is. It is science of God. You will understand, you will realize, and chant this Hare Krishna mantra. This Hare Krishna mantra will cleanse your heart, and after cleansing your heart, if you read one chapter of Bhagavad Gita, you will understand gradually what is God, what you are, what is your relationship with God, and when you understand all these things, and you develop your love of God, you become perfectly happy. So, we want to see you all happy. That is our problem. Sarve sukhina bhavantu, everyone of you become happy. But you must take the path how you can be happy. This is the path, Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Thank you.